This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And today I have joining me June. Mike is out today. Mike is pretty sick. He has two ruptured eardrums.
Poor guy.
Yes,
such
poor guy.
Pain.
I know. So he's on some medicine and he's home sitting tight and getting better. So welcome to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it's a beautiful Wednesday today. How is it outside from when I came in this morning?
It wasn't bad. A little chilly. I have sandals on, so my feet were a little cold, but not too bad. But I just can't. I got to shred the winter stuff. I can't handle it anymore.
We just got to do it. You know?
Yeah, I think exactly.
That's what it's
but
all
about.
But we
have snow tonight.
Are you kidding?
No. 2 to 3 inches.
Tonight?
Tonight into tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if the kids will have school.
Yeah, right? They have canceled for less.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, true. This is true. Well, so what is new, June? What's happening?
Not a whole lot.
Thank you for co-hosting today, too, by the way.
Oh,
I appreciate
it's my pleasure.
It.
I'm surely not like Mike, but I'll give it a shot.
Come on.
No, everything's good. Nothing really new, just hanging out, trying to get all good recipes, nice and healthy ones, and doing what I got to do.
And you're in the groove?
I am.
I know.
I am.
You feel good.
I feel so healthy, and to just know that I've gone down one size, and this is the beginning of my third week, I feel amazing.
Good for you.
Yep,
that's
very
awesome.
Empowered. That's the only way I can describe it.
It's true.
Is feeling empowered.
Well, feeling like kind of, you know, in control and...
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Looking forward to summer on the beach this
year. I know. I know.
We'll be
like
running.
Hot babes.
Oh, well.
Well, we have a great show coming up. Shortly, we'll be talking with Mike Nikitas. He is the New England Cable Network anchor for the evening.
Nice.
And he is also host of This Week in Business. So we'll be talking to Mike. And apparently he is... he's somewhat of a foodie. I hear he's a vegetarian, and we're going to talk to him about, Greek Easter.
Nice.
So
nice.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll be talking to Donna in Delaware, and then Chef Patrick's going to be on later in the show, and we're gonna start talking about grilling, even if there's 2 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We need it.
Exactly. I'm not one of those, you know, I bet you and Dennis probably do. Do you guys grill in the wintertime?
You know, sometimes we do, but we didn't this past one because it was too buried.
Too much snow.
It was too buried besides, but we did grill a turkey on Easter.
Oh, you
so,
did.
Yep. So that was good. That was the beginning of our grilling.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you know this of me. I don't grill. I don't know how to grill. So I'm anxious to talk to Patrick, Chef Patrick, about basics and grilling and, you know, although
some tips.
Mike came up yesterday with a really good idea. He said that he always uses this thermometer. It's called ThermaPen.
Mm-hmm.
And, he said they're about $100, but, you know, he says it's so easy. You put your meat on the grill. When you think it's ready, you know, put your thermometer in. If it's ready, it's ready. If it's not, it's not. Keep cooking it. You know,
exactly.
I mean, it sounds pretty basic, really.
Right.
I always tend to, I don't know, I just don't have the patience for the grill.
No.
And if Daryl's listening right now, he's laughing his head off because he knows Carol has no patience. But
Dennis usually does the grilling, but I've started to do a little bit more. And I really like it. And, you know, speaking of that thermometer, they say the best tool you can have in your kitchen is a digital thermometer.
And that's what we were talking about with Mike and I. That's
exactly.
His go-to tool.
Exactly. And it makes a difference. And we did purchase one, and we used it for Easter, and we've used it a couple times, and it does. It's perfect. It's on the, you get whatever you want out of your meat.
That's exactly what Mike said. So, I may have to purchase one of those, I guess.
Yeah.
But we didn't get
a $100 one. There are cheaper ones, but they're still, they say the digital ones are the best. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But yeah, listeners, if you're out there and you have a you know gadget in your kitchen that you cannot live without, I'd love to hear about it. 866-823-1077. Give us a call. Let us know what kitchen gadget you cannot be without. And you know, when Mike was talking about that yesterday, he said, my gadget in the kitchen I can't live without, like, and it's always, you know, when I'm getting ready to cook, no matter if it's a soup or, well, it's usually the only thing I ever make, but
you would do
although I
that.
Do cook, you but you know, too. Usually it's sauteed vegetables or something like that. I always have to have my wooden spoon.
Yeah.
It's my certain wooden spoon. I
know.
Two of them.
I have like three or four, but I always use the same one.
Well, mine are two identical. So, you know, one's usually in the dishwasher and one's not. And, you know, if I don't know where it is and I have to go in the dishwasher, I have to wash it, you know, because I have to cook with that no matter what.
You know, I was watching a repeat of The Kitchen this morning. And how many knives do you have? Like a bazillion, right?
You know, Daryl, it's like one of the things in my kitchen. He says I have terrible knives. And I have Cutco knives. Aren't Cutco knives supposed to be really good?
Well, I don't know the brand as much, but what they
Cutco
were saying
is really good knives.
Well,
and Daryl says I have terrible knives. So,
and everybody's preference is different. That's what they said. It's in the weight of it. And they said all you need is three knives.
Really?
A paring knife, a serrated edge knife, and your regular chef's knife that's like 6 to 8 inches long. And they said that are the three. And the most important way to keep your knives clean is never put them in the dishwasher. And I do it all the time.
All the time they go in my top rack.
I know. And the best way to store them is on one of those magnetic things you put on the wall. And they said that's the best way to take care of your knives. So I was like, we have a drawer full of knives. Dennis looks at me and he goes, well, I guess we're going to be cleaning out some knives. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Because we just have our thing on the counter. Oh, no, know, no. I have my butcher block that I put my knives in.
Well, and I don't want to say this, but I am going to tell you that they said that is the one that has the most bacteria. Yeah.
I'm going to go home and throw it away.
Right.
Because you are so right.
I think about it. I did, too. I got rid of mine a while ago because I had heard that before.
Daryl, if you're listening, get rid of the thing with the knives.
Right.
The
thing with the knives. And then just put up a metal thing on your wall, and it'll adhere right to it, and they won't get damaged.
You know, it does make sense.
And they said that it looks professional when they're up on the wall like that.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, brother.
I think my cabinets might be a little low, but we'll see what we can come up with.
Yeah.
Let me just take a second, and I'm going to go through a couple of sponsors. New England Coffee, which is the official coffee of Food for Thought. You can check them out on the web at newenglandcoffee.com. And, you know, if you do visit our green room, which, you know, we have people come to our green room, and we've had visitors. They actually bring us some food and, you know, and all. And listeners, if you're out there and you're in the downtown area, you can come and stop by 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. Come down to the lower level and come right into our green room and enjoy some delicious New England coffee. And also it's furnished by Fallon's Furniture. It's the official decorator of the green room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company, as well as Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry location. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. We'll go over a few of them later on again. And, you know what Daryl made last night for dinner?
No.
You know, and I tell him this all the time, and he gets all embarrassed. I don't know why he does, but he is really he's like a cook. I can cook, and I know. You say, Carol, yes, you are. You're a good cook. Yeah, okay, I can cook, and I can cook pretty decent things. I can. But, you know, he, and this, I think, is the difference. He'll like cook with herbs, and he cuts his, you know, dices his stuff up and has them in little piles. Like me, when I cook, I like want to just get it done. You know what I mean? Like I like throw it in right away, and I don't take my time with it.
Sears, and he knows how to. Yeah, that's the only way to go.
And you know, he made the best, and I didn't know what he was making when he was doing it. I'm like, what is that? You know, I kept trying to look over, but he was like so busy. I didn't want to like interrupt him. But you know, he made the best chicken tortilla soup.
That is a good soup.
And he just whipped it up like that.
It's good.
But he had all his little piles. Yep. And
you don't make
it
the piles?
Cilantro.
I make all my piles.
I do not make my piles because as I dice it, it goes in the pot. Dice it, goes in the pot. Even if it doesn't need it right away, it just goes in the pot. That's just
you're a one pot wonder.
I am, because I'm a clean cook.
Right, but to have your food out and wait a few minutes is not bad cook. You know what I got, and I hadn't told you yet, is I have a cutting board that's at least 5 feet long. Dennis got.
Where do you store it?
No. I keep it right on my counter, so it's always wipe it down and then chop away, and it's nice and big. It's awesome. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that a little later. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 WTPL FM. You can also stream us live on the web at WTPLFM.com. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be with Mike Nikitas of New England Cable Network, and we're going to talk about Greek Easter. It'll be fun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And joining me today is June. Thank you, June. Mike is out. He is he's under the weather.
Poor guy.
He'll be out again tomorrow as well. So he's going to come back brand new for Friday.
Let's hope so.
Yes, I hope so. Tomorrow.
Earaches are the worst.
They're, as an adult, especially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yikes. All right, let's welcome on our next guest. I'm very excited to talk with Mike Nikitas. He is the news anchor and the host of New England Cable Network and also This Week in Business. So welcome, Mike, to Food for Thought.
Hi, Carol. Hi, June. It's been great listening to you guys. And I can't believe, June, you got a 5 foot long cutting board. How do you do that?
I do. It's awesome, Mike. I love it.
So you don't move it around, right?
No, I leave it right there on my counter. And I just clean it off every time, and it's awesome.
I guess you don't have to worry about things like, you know, spilling around or whatever. It's like, you know, nice and big. I just never heard of a 5 foot cutting board.
I know. I love it.
I know, because you know what, Mike, you haven't met me, but I'm only about 5 feet tall, and I'm thinking, man, that is one big stinking cutting board. But anyway, so Mike,
thank you for in the kitchen too.
Yeah, no kidding.
You just sleep right on the cutting board.
A little pillow up there. So, Mike, talk to me about being a news anchor and a host at New England Cable Network.
Well, I've been at NECN, New England Cable News, since it opened in 1992. I anchor the news now in the evenings. I anchored the news during the day for many years. And I also host a couple of business shows, This Week in Business, and NECN Business, which is a nightly show. And I love it, and I've been doing this for a very long time, and I enjoy the news business. It's a very busy time right now. We've got a couple of trials happening. There's always something going on, so in between, I try to, you know, keep myself well so I can keep up my energy for the news.
Yes, and I do hear that you are a foodie, although, you are a vegetarian.
Well, you know, I was a vegetarian for about 10 years. I am no longer. But I was, and I never did it for moral reasons. I always did it for health reasons. And I was not a vegan. I did eat eggs and cheese, but that was it. No flesh foods, no milk. And I really enjoyed it. It's funny. I was raised, we're maybe talking about Greek Easter foods, and I was raised on, lamb at Easter. And it was 1 year at Easter, lamb has a very strong smell, and I do like it. But I just said, you know what, that's it. And I did not eat meat for more than a decade. And then 1 year at Thanksgiving, the turkey smelled really good. And I ate the turkey, and that was it. It was all over. So now I'd like, I could make a 5 bologna sandwich easily.
Now, did you lose weight when you were, being vegetarian? Like, or was it just, you were already, pretty much healthy and just wanted to eat healthy. How did that all come about?
No, I just wanted to, I was at a time in my life where I wanted to be healthier. I don't think I really lost weight. I might have lost a little weight. I've never been particularly overweight, so that was really not a part of it. And I was raising kids at the time. I have 4 children, and 2 of them, my 2 daughters, have never had meat before in their lives. And one is 26, and the other one is 24. We never forced them, but they that was what we were doing when they were little. And then my 2 sons, neither of them, but one of them is a vegetarian now, and the other one is not at all. So it's interesting to see how kids, let them sort of make their own choices once they're old enough and where they gravitate,
That is true, because, you know, my son is 20. He'll be 21, and he was a vegan for, like, 5 or 6 years, like a strict vegan. And he did it for mainly health reasons. He had moved out to L.A. for just a little bit to pursue a little bit of acting during the school year. And he was overweight, and he lost over 100 pounds.
He looks different person.
Yeah. So it definitely has health benefits for sure.
Yeah, it requires a commitment. I have a couple of siblings who are vegans, and it does require a commitment, and you have to be pretty vigorous about following it and not if you really want to do it.
You do, and him and I go away together every summer before he goes back to school for a week or so. And one year, I said I'm gonna try and be vegan with you, and I barely lasted 2 days. It's very
it's
strict.
Tough.
It really is. It's difficult. It is.
Yeah, it takes some work. It certainly does. And some of the hard part I think is there are so many foods out there that are fake foods that not to be in any way critical that people have made this choice. But some of the fake foods are really bad. I mean, if you start really being healthy and say, like, don't eat anything in a bag or a box, for example, you've heard that one before, you can do it and really be healthy. But there's so many crappy, like, manufactured fake foods, fake cheese and fake meat. And some are okay, but some of them are not that good.
Right.
There isn't. And, it's all about reading the labels, which, I'm still not quite into it. But my son, if he happens to come to the grocery store with me, that is the first thing he does. He'll pick something up and read the label.
Right. If you can't pronounce it, I say don't buy it.
That cuts out a lot of things.
Yes, it does.
It definitely does. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are talking with Mike Nikitas. He is the news anchor and host for New England Cable Network. And let's talk a little bit, I know you mentioned some about Greek Easter. And you do celebrate Greek Easter.
Well, I do. We celebrate both Easters in our family, but I was always raised with the very traditional foods that you have on Greek Easter. So, and my mom will be cooking this year. I don't know if she's listening. She's in Nashville. She'll be cooking this year, and we'll be going to her house. But I've certainly made all the foods before. And my wife, who does not have a Greek ancestry, is very good at making a lot of the traditional foods too. So I enjoy that. And we do that, many times during the year, the different foods, but particularly at Easter time.
What is your, what's a traditional dish? Like, what's your whole menu like for that day?
That day, traditionally, and I think that there are certainly a lot of variations. Traditionally, they would have a soup called margarita to begin, which is it's lamb-based. And I think that it actually has some tripe in it and some innards.
Ooh.
I've never made that one. Some people love it. Some people won't touch it, but it's very traditional. Then beyond that, you usually would either have a leg of lamb or a whole lamb. Some people do the whole lamb. Then you would have some kind of potatoes or also some kind of rice that would be made in a certain way. Tiropita, which is like a cheese pita with a phyllo dough. And that's made like with a farmer's cheese. Also, regular spanakopita, which is with the spinach. Then you might have all kinds of, maybe two or three different kinds of traditional olives with the dinner. Salad, you might have some green beans. You might have, you'd have the red eggs, which you dye and crack the eggs as part of sort of one of the traditions. And I'm trying to think
of
all
kinds of
pastries as well.
What does that red egg signify, Mike?
I think it's more religious based. It has to do with, Jesus Christ, and they're always red, and without getting too much into the religion aspect, it's, I think, symbolic of, Jesus Christ and the resurrection and blood and that kind of thing. I think,
yes.
Maybe there's a priest out there who could correct me on that.
Well, it's funny because I was looking up some Greek Easter traditions, and I saw, an Easter bread with the traditional red egg. Like, it looks like it was... I mean, it probably wasn't baked right in it. I'm not sure. But
it is baked
like,
right in it.
I forgot that.
Yeah, it's called koulouta is the bread. It's wonderful bread. It's sweet, and it's absolutely delicious. It's probably, for those of us who are carb addicts, I love that stuff. It's one of my favorite, but maybe my favorite part. And you do cook the egg into the bread. It's already a hard-boiled egg, and it's already colored. And so you bake it in, and, you're not really, it's just there for decoration. You don't really eat it. But, of course, sometimes kids do, like, now you eat it just to prove it's not poison and you won't die because your mom said don't eat it.
Ah, very interesting.
Right? Kids, you're supposed to do those things. Test your mom's adages.
That's right. Now, how is it like going home to mom's for Easter? Is that like your usual tradition? Or?
Sometimes I will do that. Sometimes we've held Easter at our house. Traditionally, what would happen during the week before, they call it Holy Week, you would not eat any meat during the week, that whole week. And then after Wednesday, and this is all based on, traditions, religious traditions, and I don't know all the stories, but you would not eat any dairy. And then so no meat or dairy after Wednesday and the whole week without meat. And then you go to church at midnight on Saturday, and they have the very traditional Easter service, which has its own rituals. And then you go home at 2 a.m. and you have a big feast with all the food Wow. you've not been able to eat all week.
So you must nap in the afternoon.
You know what? When we were kids, our mother used to make us go to bed. That's right. You'd have to take a nap in the afternoon, and you only at a certain age could you go to church at midnight. And that was a big deal when we were kids.
So this is what you're doing this week. That's what's happening this week, the fasting.
I'm not going to be going to church this. I'm not going to go to church this coming Sunday night or Saturday night. But I have many times in the past, but that would be what you would do this week. Yes.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
It's very traditional.
Mike, do you have a recipe that you really go by for your lamb, like a leg of lamb?
There are lots of very traditional ways. I am a very simple cook. The way I would do it is, the way I was taught, you have a leg of lamb. Anytime we'll have a sort of a skin on it. Mm-hmm. And you make slits in the skin, maybe every 2 or 3 inches. And you have probably maybe, 4 or 5, 6 cloves of garlic. You want to cut them maybe in halves or in thirds. Put them in those slits. And then rub the whole thing with a little bit of like maybe half a cut a lemon in half and squeeze it and rub the half all over the leg of lamb.
Right.
Put some rock salt, some pepper, and maybe a little oregano on it and roast it in the oven 325 for as long as it takes to be done, however you like it to be done.
Ooh, now that sounds very simple.
It does. And
it comes out pretty good.
And your lamb, do you eat it medium or?
Greeks traditionally cook it, I think, a little bit too much. I do like it a little bit more well, but you can make it, a little bit pinkish or reddish. I'm not a big fan of lamb like that, but you can. I have it more medium well.
Now, is
that's
that
the way, cut, that's just the way I like it?
Is that the cut of lamb that you always order as a leg, or do you? Is there another part that you like better?
For Easter, the leg of lamb is the traditional, or a whole lamb. I've never done a whole lamb. A lot of people used to do goat, too, a whole goat. I've seen that done as well. Very traditional.
Isn't that tougher?
I'm trying to think if I've ever even tried it. June, I don't even think I've tried it. This is Carol. I don't know if I've ever really tried it, but I've seen it done before. I didn't have any.
We're putting Mike through the ringer here.
I know. Poor Mike. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah. So no. But as far as lamb shoulder, lamb shanks, lamb chops. I have done a crown roast of lamb chops before on Easter, and I've done those actually on the grill. And those turn out pretty good. I like that, and I would season it the same way, probably without the garlic. Just a little coarse, sea rock salt and a little bit of pepper and maybe a little lemon on it. And that's pretty much it. Maybe a little oregano, very little.
Crown roasts scare me.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just scares me. It just seems too difficult. I don't know. It just seems too difficult for me. But
It doesn't take that long. I think it's about as hard as a cheeseburger. Just watch it. Don't look at too much and just look at it. I don't know. I try not to make it too much of rocket science. I just watch it and feel it, and you know how you're doing.
That's right.
There you go.
We are talking with Mike Nikitas, news anchor of New England, host and New England Cable Network. And so, Mike, what is it like being, walking in your shoes? Give me like a typical day of when you go into it, because you're the evening anchor, correct?
Yes, I am. Right now, today, for example, would be fairly typical day. I also teach nearby at Southern New Hampshire University. I teach a journalism course there. So this morning I had my class. Now I'm talking to you. I will go in at before 1:30. I'm actually going a little early today. I will be ready. We're ready to go with the verdicts in either the Hernandez or the Sanayev trial. So we're ready to go. I prepared myself for that and been following the trial all along. So that will be something I'll do. I will also be getting ready for a talk show that I'm filling in on tonight at 6 o'clock. I will also be doing the news at 5 and 7 and 9 and also my business show at 6:30. So before 5 o'clock, I'll be waiting for those verdicts in the trials, prepping for those other shows, just making sure I understand everything about the news and preparing for a couple of interviews. So it will be pretty much nonstop, and my last show will be 9 to 10 o'clock tonight, and then I'll be done unless we have other news after that that I have to do as well.
Oh my gosh! So you busy have like you're like nonstop. So the next time Mike is out, I can certainly call you for co-host.
I do have once in a while a little bit of time right around this time Carol.
See?
Yeah. It's one of these things. And now, you're Carol. You're the famous Carol of Red Arrow Diner fame, right?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't say fame. Red Arrow is famous, but not Carol.
It is pretty famous, yeah. And you opened the new one. I went by there a couple of weeks ago. I think that I was told it was right after, maybe a month ago, it opened. Did it just open the one in Londonderry?
We did, and this one has a drive-through, so that's really new for us.
You
need to stop in.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I did. I went there, and to tell you the truth, I was in a little bit of a rush. There was such a long line. It was so popular that I think it was like a half hour. I couldn't wait. So I said, we're going to have to come back another time. But now I'm pleased to know that it's you that has the place, because I've been to the one in Manchester many times.
Yes, I've owned that one for 28 years.
Good for you.
I'm aging myself right now. Yeah, so. All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to call into Food for Thought. It was very interesting hearing about, I never really knew all of those Greek traditions, to be honest.
No.
And so thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carol. And nice to talk to you, June.
Thank you. Same to you, Mike.
All right.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
It is. It's nice to hear other traditions.
It is.
You know,
it is.
From this radio show, you can learn something new every single day.
It is so true.
It is. I mean, no matter who comes on, it seems like you're always learning something new.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I say that to Mike all the time. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, when you interview people and you talk to them, you know, you just learn about, you know, what they do and, you know, different ways that they do things.
Yep.
And all I can say is I know that I am going to look at you in a whole different I'm going to think about you. Every single time I put out a cutting board.
Oh, me?
Yes. Like, I cannot believe that you have a 5-foot cutting board.
You know, I might have exaggerated about a foot, but it's at least 4 feet, because I'm looking at you being 5, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, I have high heels on, so wait, one second. Hold on.
She's taking off her shoes.
Because I do this, and I mean, look how short I am. Do you see how short I am?
You are very short.
I am short.
I thought you were sitting.
No, I was standing.
Oh,
oh boy. Okay, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is June. June is under the weather. Mike is under the weather today.
No, I'm feeling pretty good myself.
All right. You're going to thank a couple sponsors over there, June.
All righty. We have here I go. I don't know why I get so tongue-tied, but Express Jewelry Center at 44 South Main Street in Concord. And also can reach them at expressjewelrynewhampshire.com. Precise repair and sales. Then we also have Belmont Hall and Restaurant at 718 Grove Street in Manchester. And you can reach them at either belmonthall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Then we also have the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, now in Londonderry with a great new addition to it. We have a drive-through window. And you can reach anyone there at redarrow.com.
Redarrowdiner.com.
Right. Oh, see? Mike, you better get better.
Yeah, be better is right.
Sorry, sponsors.
No, and I just want to remind people, too, we had Martha May Fink in a Last week we had her in, and the upcoming Taste of the Nation for No Kid Hungry, and I did buy my tickets this morning, so Daryl and I are going to that next week. I'm very excited about that. If anybody is interested, it's next Wednesday, the 15th, and you can get your tickets at nokidhungry.org and purchase tickets right on online. They have...
Now, what's it about? What are they going to be doing?
Taste of the Nation?
Oh, okay.
You've never been to Taste of the Nation? Oh, my gosh.
Is that the one they used to have at the...
It's at the Radisson.
Did they have it at the Verizon once?
I don't know that I've been to the Verizon. I don't think so. I think it's always been there. And you know where I think it's been in the past, way in the past, was at CR Sparks, I think.
Huh.
I think. But this year, anyway, I know it's at the Radisson. It's next Wednesday. And they still have some VIP tickets as well as regular admission tickets. And they are, I believe they are $85 for VIP and they are, or $80 for VIP and $50 for regular. And it's from 6 to 9 if for regular. And if you have VIP, you get in at 5 o'clock.
Nice. And so, what do they have? Different restaurants
there
from all over?
All different restaurants from all over. It is like a big, big foodie event. It's very, very fun. Very, very fun. So that's
sounds exciting.
Next week. So, yes. And then we didn't get to, in our first 20 minutes, we didn't get to read the National Food Holiday. And it is National Empanada Day.
Oh.
Do you even know what an empanada is?
Well, I want to say it's a stuffed something, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you know what? It is. And the only reason that I know that is because Chef Patrick is in the green room right now, and he's going... He's waving his head up and down. So it's something stuffed. You know, when Chef Patrick comes on in the next segment, we'll have to ask him exactly what an empanada is. I think it's Mexican, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it anyway.
But, you know, I don't know if they have those at Puerto Vallarta, our favorite Mexican restaurant. I'm not sure if I've seen that on the menu.
They must.
I would think so.
If they don't, I bet they would make it if you asked, you know, because they're that accommodating over there.
They are. I love their carnitas. That is like my new thing
over there.
You don't even want to know because it's really bad.
Oh, is that the one with the cheese and all that in that little pot?
It is in the little pot. It's in that little black clay malachite thing or something.
Yeah.
And it's actually, they take pork and they fry it. And then the way I like it, which your dentist would like it that way, they put it in the I think it's a verde sauce, and it comes out sizzling, and it is so good.
Well,
I haven't seen Carlos in a while.
I know.
To get my Mexican fix this weekend. But you know what we're doing Friday night? Friday night we're doing a High Hopes Foundation event, and I believe Mike is hosting that event tonight. That night.
Oh, nice!
And yes, it's at the Manchester Country Club, and it's the it's a murder mystery dinner.
Oh, that's that one. Yeah,
yes, it's a murder mystery dinner. So I'm kind of excited about that. That should be kind of cool, and that benefits High Hopes Foundation.
Nice.
And then did you read the paper today?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I don't get it, so.
Oh, see, I get the paper, and I walk out every morning in Daryl's sneakers and my Food for Thought shirt with my hair sticking up. And I walk out to the mailbox. And on the food page, they had For the Love of Lard.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Now, do you know, I guess lard is making a comeback. That's what they're saying. Lard is making a comeback. And, you know, they did like a little nutritional information comparison with lard versus butter. And it is pretty interesting.
Really?
Lard is actually better for you than butter.
How's that?
Well, you look at the total fat grams. You compare the saturated fat, 5 grams to 7 grams. Cholesterol, 12 grams to 31.
In butter?
Yes.
Wow.
Sodium, 0 and 2 in butter.
Hmm.
The calories is a little bit more. Lard is 115 and butter is 102.
For how much?
1 tablespoon.
Wow.
Do you believe that? I was kind of surprised when I read that.
Yeah.
But it's saying that it's a lard is kind of making a comeback and people are getting into lard.
Well, I wouldn't talk about that on Mondays.
No, because Rocco, I think he'll get pretty upset.
I don't think he'd not. Yeah, I don't think he'd
Rocco
like that.
Probably wouldn't agree with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
He'd say stick with the olive oil.
Yeah. Well, I do feel guilty this morning. Well, you know what I had for breakfast?
What?
This is a really good, healthy breakfast, and I'm really excited about it because it's really good. Cook, and Una Williams told me about this. Take some regular quinoa, not the one that's like seasoned and stuff, just plain quinoa. Cook it. Like Daryl cooked it for me last night. And, you know, put it in the fridge and stuff. So I took out probably about a cup I had of it. But I took my, you know, because I take my lunchbox. So it was in one of my little round plastic containers. And at the bottom of it, I put a tablespoon and a half or so of some Greek non-fat yogurt.
Right.
And then I put a handful of red raspberries.
Nice.
And then I put my quinoa on top. And then I did 1 teaspoon of honey, wildflower honey that I got the Tilton Winter Farmers Market.
Right.
So good.
Yeah.
I just put that on the top. And then I closed the cover, and then when I came to work, I had my breakfast when I got to work. I mixed it all together.
I bet it was good.
It was so good.
Really sweet?
Not too sweet. I mean, I didn't put a whole, I just put like under a teaspoon even of honey. I just kind of drizzled it on top because honey.
Yeah.
Rocco says that we're not supposed to eat honey.
Oh, really?
But, you know, I thought a little bit of honey. You know, I mean, it's better than sugar,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm thinking.
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
Maybe we're wrong. Who knows? I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, especially if he's listening. But, but no, it was really, it was, you know, for quinoa, you know, you think of, you don't really think of quinoa for breakfast.
No.
You know?
I have to start using it more because I've tried it a couple times, but I didn't really like it, but I wasn't on the health kick that I am now. And quinoa is so much better for you.
It is.
It's higher in protein. And so, I'm going to try it.
I will. You know, what's a good way to try it too at night, you know, when you have like your main course and make your quinoa and do get the seasoned ones.
Yeah.
You'll see. But watch it, too, for sodium. And, you know, there are some better ones.
Right.
You know, you'd kind of, like when I go to Fresh Market, I love Fresh Market. I love to, like, examine the different boxes of quinoa. And just do comparison on the back with the labels. And then saute some vegetables, chop them up nice and small, and mix it in with the quinoa.
I bet it's delicious.
Yeah. It's very, very good.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to be calling Donna down in Delaware. Chef Patrick is in the house, and he came with some stuff, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he did. He had a couple bags.
And remind me, I have to give him his sumac. I have it right here.
Yeah,
it's
we'll take it out.
I'm saying it right now so that we forget.
Yeah, okay. We'll take it out.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. You're listening to 107.7 FM, and we'll be right back.